Hey, welcome in. It is, what is it today? It's the 17th of August. It's a red letter day in Al Corlin's life, Big Al's life. The reason it's a red letter day is because I have decided beyond reproach that we're going to make this site as good as it was, at least from my standpoint, years and years ago. Going to get a lot of camaraderie with you folks. I already spoke with Larry on the phone this morning. We had a great topic that we discussed. We're going to talk about that in our daily editorial today with Jim. I'm going to invite anybody who wants to talk with me. You call me on the phone anytime. If you have any topics you want to discuss, you can either come on the show and discuss them, or Jim and I will then discuss them. Your choice, whatever you want to do. The interaction that we're going to have is going to be phenomenal starting today. I'm not going to be recording on Mondays. I'm going to take one day a week off because I spend virtually all weekend responding to comments, and I will be doing editorials with Jim every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Please help us out. We cannot do it without you guys. Jimmy, I want to bring up a topic first that Larry and I discussed this morning. He got a piece of information off the internet that we both agreed made no sense whatsoever. The piece of information which he sent me the link to was basically that the government was going to take our houses away. Larry felt that he didn't know how that could happen. Larry's a pretty smart guy, and I have to tell you, it can't happen. The only way that it could happen is if our society, if our government went socialistic / communistic. I have enough faith in people like B and Out of the Box and other folks who live here that that will never, ever happen. I also have enough faith in myself and in Jim and all of our Republican compatriots that that will never happen. We will never go socialist. We will never go communist. And that is the absolute only way that the federal government could confiscate our homes. So I have to say that was bad information. When I spoke to Larry over the phone this morning, he agreed with me. Jimmy, let's get a quick comment on that first.
So, you know, I do agree. There's enough people in this country that really would not stand for that. And I doubt that they would be able to accomplish that. You know, even this administration would be able to accomplish that. However, I will say that with this rent control, actually protecting people with these extended moratoriums on evictions, you're basically taking away the ownership of rental property from owners.
And that's very true. That's very true. Larry, that's one thing I forgot to mention, and that's one thing that you forgot to mention. Rent control is, in fact, taking away ownership from people to an extent.
And another issue is that leftist politicians and progressives have been pushing dense urban villages as opposed to suburbs and homes to stop sprawl, in their justification that it's not environmentally sound and you want to push everyone together, which forces people into rental areas. Now, in the long term, if they continue down this route of progressivism and control of different aspects of it, we might find ourselves like the frog in boiling and cold water that turns to boiling water. We just sit there in it and stew. So it's something we definitely have to push back on now in order to keep from happening in the future.
I agree 1,000%. Jimmy, when I called you this morning, you said you were absolutely, your head was about ready to explode. You were so angry at Biden's speech yesterday. Let's talk about that. It's a crock of shit, in my opinion. The man, unfortunately, is not telling the truth, and he is the president of the United States.
He was so disingenuous, so blaming, and this is where it comes right down to this. He said the buck stops here. No, he did not. He said the bucks, if you watch his speech, he said the buck stops with Trump administration because he inherited the plan. No, I'm sorry, Joe. It's your plan. You are president 7 months. Your Department of Defense, your Lloyd Austin is the Secretary of Defense. Mark Milley, that coward that's running our joint chiefs right now, the woke operative. It is their mistake. They failed to plan and execute. That's first of all. But then he blamed not only Trump, but then he blamed the Afghan army. And let me tell you something. I served as late as 2018. I was there. The Afghan army was losing more people in 6 months than we lost in 20 years fighting the Taliban. And you know what? We weren't even helping them fight the Taliban. We were focused on counterterrorism with ISIS, ISIS Khorasan Group, with the Haqqani network, with remnants of Al-Qaeda. We were there just giving them logistic support and some air support in order to protect them. And when Biden walked away, he left them in an absolute untenable position, even though the size of their 300,000-man army, they didn't have the logistics capabilities, they didn't have the response or the intelligence after we pulled out over the last few months to be able to fight, because we trained them to fight the way we do with massive resources. They didn't have them. So that was a lie. And the third part of it is to blame the president, Ghani. President Ghani was working his tail off for reconciliation, and there was hopes for peace under the Trump's administration because they continued to put pressure and did not allow the Taliban to gain like they had over the country in this last, not only month, but in the last 3 days. And it is embarrassing, not only embarrassing, it's infuriating to see what happened in such a rapid period of time and a complete failure to effectively plan for the evacuation and control different resources in order to get them, the people out of there that needed to be out there. They were blind, they were caught flat-footed, and they have actually destroyed any credibility in the world for the U.S. But most importantly, they just inspired the entire jihadist world to come to a new place to start another empire, another caliphate. In order
Okay,
to
I want to say one thing right now. Jim has been there, boots on the ground, and they were his boots. I haven't been there, but I know what I'm a very well-informed individual. I don't lie, and I know what I believe. Now, I have to say this. I agree with Jim. I want to talk about this on a bit of a different level, though. And the way I want to talk about it, I want to talk about it in a macro sense. Going to take a real quick break right now, and the reason we're going to do that is I want to keep these recordings down to about 7 or 8 minutes, part one, part two, and part three, and you guys can listen and comment to whichever one you want to. I also want to stress one last thing, and then we're going to take a break. The thing I want to stress is I want you to call me personally anytime you have a comment. I will chat with you for as long as you want because you guys are helping me. If you want to get Jim McKinney involved in the conversation, I will make every attempt in the world to do that also. We are going to have open communication and a lot of it. Stick around. I'll be right back with part two.